Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Wetter, Louder, Stickier a Baby Blues Collection is the 38th volume in the long-running Baby Blues comic strip series created by Rick Kirkman and Jerry Scott. Like the rest of the series, it uses the comic strip format to examine the everyday chaos of family life through the McPherson household, where parents Daryl and Wanda manage children at different stages of development, including the demands of school, baby care, sibling rivalry, and constant disruption. The book belongs to the family humor and comic anthology genre, with each strip compressing a parenting situation into a short, readable joke or observation. Its purpose is not to offer advice in a conventional instructional sense, but to turn ordinary domestic stress into shared recognition and laughter. That makes it especially relevant to readers who know the pressures of raising young children and appreciate humor grounded in realistic family routines rather than exaggerated. Satire or fantasy? I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, parenting as a sequence of small crises rather than one large story. The collection is built around the idea that parenting is made up of repeated interruptions, not a neat progression from one milestone to the next. Baby Blues works especially well in this format because each strip isolates a familiar moment and gives it a comic payoff, a misunderstanding, a tantrum, a failed attempt at cooperation, or a household task that becomes more complicated than expected. That structure matters because it reflects how family life is actually experienced. Parents rarely face a single dramatic problem. Instead, they manage dozens of minor disruptions that accumulate into exhaustion. The book translates that pattern into short-form comedy, which lets the reader recognize the emotional truth without requiring long narrative buildup. In this volume, the title itself suggests escalating disorder, and the strips emphasize how ordinary domestic life can feel louder, wetter, and stickier by the hour. The result is a realistic portrait of parental fatigue that is funny precisely because it avoids exaggerating beyond recognition. Secondly, the McPherson family as a model of cooperative but imperfect caregiving. A central strength of the volume is the way it presents Daryl and Wanda not as idealized parents, but as a tired team trying to coordinate under pressure. Their relationship is defined by shared responsibility, mutual frustration, and practical negotiation rather than sentimental perfection. That makes the humor feel grounded, because the comic tension comes from the gap between what parents intend and what family life allows. The book repeatedly shows that caregiving is collaborative work. One parent steps in while the other is distracted. Both are exhausted, and neither has complete control over the household environment. This matters because it shifts the focus away from parenting as personal mastery and toward parenting as joint problem solving. Even when the strips exaggerate the absurdity of the situation, the underlying dynamic remains believable. The family functions because everyone keeps responding, not because anyone has the perfect method. That realism gives the collection emotional durability and helps explain why the series has remained relatable across generations of readers. Thirdly, child development becomes comic material through misunderstanding and translation. One of the most distinctive features of Baby Blues is its use of children as both the source of chaos and the source of interpretive confusion. In this volume, much of the humor comes from adults trying to decode what children mean, want, or are capable of understanding. Whether the subject is a toddler's language, a school role, or sibling behavior, the strips often hinge on a mismatch between adult expectations and childhood logic. This is effective because it captures a core truth of parenting. Much of the work involves translation, not just instruction. Adults assume direct communication, but children communicate through fragments, impulses, and misunderstandings. The comic form is ideal for showing that gap because it can quickly present the setup and the misinterpretation in a single page or panel sequence. Rather than turning children into symbols, the series keeps them specific, lively, and occasionally baffling. The result is humor that comes from developmental realism, where growth is not presented as a smooth process but as a series of uneven and often confusing stages that parents must interpret on the fly. Fourthly, school, activities, and performances as sources of domestic overload. The book also highlights how modern childhood extends family stress beyond the home. School events, activities, and performances are not treated as background details. They are central mechanisms that expand parental responsibility. In Baby Blues, these moments often become comic because they multiply the number of tasks adults must juggle while creating new opportunities for embarrassment, confusion, or overcommitment. A school play, for example, is not simply a child event. It becomes a test of scheduling, emotional support, and parental endurance. That is an important feature of the series because it captures the administrative side of parenting, where the burden is not only caring for children, but also managing the systems around them. The comedy comes from the fact that these obligations are usually supposed to be enriching or wholesome, yet they often arrive when parents are already depleted. The book, therefore, functions as a commentary on the hidden labor of family life, the hours spent coordinating, attending, preparing, and recovering. It recognizes that child-centered activities can be meaningful while still feeling overwhelming in practice. Lastly, why the strip format makes the book durable and accessible. As a collection of comic strips, Wetter, Louder, Stickier depends on compression, timing, and immediate recognition. That format is not just a stylistic choice. It is the reason the book is effective. Each strip delivers a complete comic idea quickly, which makes the volume easy to read in short sessions while still rewarding sustained browsing. This matters for the subject matter because parenting itself is fragmented, and the book mirrors that fragmentation formally. Readers can drop in at any point and still understand the situation, which makes the collection accessible to both longtime fans and new readers. At the same time, the recurring characters and domestic setting create continuity across strips, so the book feels cumulative, even without a single plot. That balance between standalone humor and familiar family dynamics is what distinguishes Baby Blues from more plot-driven family books. The strips are also durable because they do not depend on topical references alone. Instead, they draw on recurring experiences such as exhaustion, sibling conflict, and miscommunication. This allows the book to remain readable as a document of family humor rather than a product tied to one moment in time. In conclusion, Wetter, Louder, Stickier is best suited for readers who appreciate observational humor rooted in the practical realities of raising children. New parents will recognize the exhaustion, coordination problems, and constant interruptions that define the McPherson household. Grandparents, longtime fans of Baby Blues, and readers who enjoy newspaper comic collections will also find value in its familiar rhythm and character-driven jokes. The book offers more than entertainment, because it turns everyday parenting friction into a readable pattern of shared experience. That recognition can be intellectually useful as well as amusing. It clarifies how family life often depends on improvisation, translation, and repeated recovery from minor chaos. Compared with other family humor books, this volume stands out for its consistency and restraint. It does not rely on broad satire, sharp cynicism, or sentimental lessons. Instead, it stays close to the small, believable details that make the series recognizable. As a result, it functions both as a light comic collection and as a sustained portrait of modern parenting under pressure, which is why the series has remained durable for so many years. If you would like to support Rick Kirkman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.